A Shed Audio presents The Revolution, written by Ron Paul and read by Bob Craig.
Preface. Every election cycle, we are treated to candidates who promise us change, and 2008 has been no different. But in the American political lexicon, change always means more of the same. More government, more looting of Americans, more inflation, more police state measures, more unnecessary war, and more centralization of power. Real change would mean something like the opposite of those things. It might even involve following our Constitution, and that's the one option Americans are never permitted to hear. Today, we are living in a fantasy world. Our entitlement programs are insolvent. In a couple of decades, they will face a shortfall amounting to tens of trillions of dollars. Meanwhile, the housing bubble is bursting and our dollar is collapsing. We are borrowing billions from China every day in order to prop up a bloated overseas presence that weakens our national defense and stirs up hostility against us. And all our political class can come up with is more of the same. One columnist puts it like this: we are borrowing from Europe in order to defend Europe. We are borrowing from Japan in order to keep cheap oil flowing to Japan. And we are borrowing from Arab regimes in order to install democracy in Iraq. Is it really isolationism to find something wrong with this picture? With national bankruptcy looming, politicians from both parties continue to make multi-trillion dollar promises of free goods from the government. And hardly a soul wonders if we can still afford to have troops in, and this is not a misprint, 130 countries around the world. All of this is going to come to an end sooner or later because financial reality is going to make itself felt in very uncomfortable ways. But instead of thinking about what this means for how we conduct our foreign and domestic affairs, our chattering classes seem incapable of speaking in anything but the emptiest platitudes, when they can be bothered to address serious issues at all. Fundamental questions like this, and countless others besides, are off the table in our mainstream media, which focuses our attention on trivialities and phony debates as we march toward oblivion. This is the deadening consensus that crosses party lines, that dominates our major media, and that is strangling the liberty and prosperity that were once the birthright of Americans. Dissenters who tell their fellow citizens what is really going on are subject to smear campaigns that, like clockwork, are aimed at the political heretic. Truth is treason in the empire of lies. There is an alternative to national bankruptcy, a bigger police state, trillion-dollar wars, and a government that draws ever more parasitically on the productive energies of the American people. It's called freedom. But as we've learned through hard experience, we are not going to hear a word in its favor if our political and media establishments have anything to say about it. If we want to live in a free society, we need to break free from these artificial limitations on free debate and start asking serious questions once again. I am happy that my campaign for the presidency has finally raised some of them, but this is a long-term project that will persist far into the future. These ideas cannot be allowed to die, buried beneath the mind-numbing chorus of empty slogans and inanities that constitute official political discourse in America. That is why I wrote this book. The Revolution. Chapter 1. The False Choices of American Politics. Every election season, America is presented with a series of false choices. Should we launch preemptive wars against this country or that one? Should every American neighborhood live under this social policy or that one? Should a third of our income be taken away by an income tax or a national sales tax? The shared assumptions behind these questions, on the other hand, are never cast in doubt or even raised. And anyone who wants to ask different questions or who suggests that the questions as framed exclude attractive, humane alternatives is ipso facto excluded from mainstream discussion.